Enterprise Facilitation has been in Cornwall for just about a year. Now, it's a system which uses a special methodology for helping new businesses get going. Now, there's been quite a big success over the past year. Around 34 jobs have been created, and these have been in a range of businesses. And the man behind it has been in Cornwall. He's been talking to people involved and people hoping to get involved at the Poole Innovation Centre. So let's meet the man.
Ernesto Sirolli. The Sirolli Institute is a social enterprise that trains people in responsive systems of economic development. In Cornwall is to create our first enterprise facilitation project in this region. It's been running for 12 months. Breen Hecklin and Rubina Khan are the enterprise facilitators. And last night we had a bit of a celebration. There are some 21 new businesses which have been set up in the first 12 months with 39 people employed. And last night we met some of the clients. We saw a video of some of the projects. And it was, all in all, a very festive, good event with some excellent food prepared by one of the clients. And it was fantastic. And so tonight we're going to give another presentation. And I'm here also to advocate, to become an advocate for economic development done one person at a time, transforming their passion, the local passion, into a way of feeding themselves.
But you need support. There needs to be money to make these sort of schemes run. What is your plan for that in Cornwall?
It seems to me that there is more money than good projects to give it to. One of the complaints of venture capital firms and bankers is that they have the money, but it's very difficult to find people who know how to run a business enough to convince them to lend them the money. And what we do, we believe that if you work with entrepreneurs and you help them to form a team that can produce it, sell it, and look after the money, and the team includes people who have white hair and experience in financial management, it's so much easier for that team to go in front of a venture capital firm or a bank than when the entrepreneur does the Dragon Den. We believe the Dragon Den is a farce, that should be the last way you ever do, is to go alone in front of a bunch of wolves. Those are not dragons, those are foxes and wolves. And what happens when you don't have a team is that when you go in front of the venture capital people, they will soon find out what is your weak area. And then all the question will be on your weak spots. So if you are a good engineer and you understand how to make the product, all the question will be about marketing. And if you are a good marketing person, all the question will be about finance. And if you are a good finance person, all the question will be about product. So what do we do with enterprise facilitation? We teach the truth about business. Business is about doing it, selling it, and looking after the money. We never met anybody who can do these three things equally well. So we advise the clients to very seriously identify what they love and then seek to find people who can do beautifully what they don't like to do.
But to make this scheme run, you need a backer in Cornwall, don't you? To make to be able to get this across so that you can help people in this way.
Yes, and today, in fact, my day today was a lobbying day where I spent a day with the chief executive of CDC, with the council chief executive, and I was pleasantly surprised. This is the kind of approach that they understand. And they, if in our lobby in London with a new government, if we find avenues for funding, now we have the political willingness to work with us in trying to secure funding for more of this grassroots one-on-one support to entrepreneurs.
Okay, so you've been in Cornwall for a few days. You've had a chance to see some of the businesses. What's your view on the way Cornish business is going from what you've seen?
I was very, very impressed with Cornwall from the very first time we started to talk to entrepreneurs. It seems that the Cornish people have been isolated from some of the major areas of business development in the country, so are much more resilient. And there is some kind of a rural more of a kind of, unless we do it ourselves, nobody's going to do it for us. So the level of entrepreneurship in Cornwall is much higher than the level in towns like Bradford or the old blue-collar towns where there was the big employer who employed generations of people. I feel very good about the chances for entrepreneurship in Cornwall. And the in terms of the number of people, for instance, that approach the enterprise facilitators in the first 12 months, 140 people, that is on the high upper end of what usually a new project will do. So I'm very positive about Cornwall. The other thing is that Cornwall has a mystique that is attractive to outsiders, and there are people who move and relocate to Cornwall wanting to do something that they were not capable of doing in London or in other parts of the country. This should be cashed on. This should be capitalized on. And
it's what's, I suppose, called the distinctiveness.
Yes, and today with the leader of the council, I was talking about certain parts of the world have a name that is a brand. And there are certain names like California, Scotland, Tuscany. There are certain regions in the world that have a very high-value brand name. Cornwall, I believe, has a good brand name. And this brand of Cornwall should be used to attract the right kind of business. Certainly, you don't want to transform Cornwall in London. You don't want to have traffic congestions and heavy industry, or even transform this into another London, city of London of Singapore. This, I believe, is a region that should treasure its assets the way Tuscany is treasuring its assets. And you don't want Tuscany to become an industrial hub. You want Tuscany to be Tuscany.
But is Cornwall making the best use of this brand?
Well, it is very interesting because you speak to somebody who moved to Cornwall and they say that the Cornwall is slow, the pace is too slow.
Directly.
It's too slow for them to do all the stuff that they see the potential to do here. And also it seems to me that there is a bit of an us and them, the old residents versus the new generation that moves in. But it's pretty typical of beautiful regions of the world that have been discovered. And it is the old residents say, hey, take it easy, we don't want this to become London. And there are the newcomers to say, oh, but can you see the opportunities? So there is tension, and it's true there is tension. But at the same time, I believe from speaking to both residents and newcomers, that the last 5 years have truly seen a shift in pace. So I hope that the next generation coming will find that Cornwall is much more open and much more is open for business, let's say. But I also believe that you should be very proud of your inheritance and not to prostitute yourself by allowing people to use Cornwall as a land of conquest. You should be very strong and proud and say, wait a moment, we are a nice region for certain things. And if you destroy those things, then you're not going to come to Cornwall anymore.
Okay. So if you were the man behind the Cornwall brand, what one thing would you do differently to the way the Cornwall brand is being dealt with at the moment? Just to emphasize it a bit more, get more value into it.
Well, I would like to put a sign when people arrive in Cornwall that says, welcome to Cornwall, the enterprising community. And when people from London arrive in Cornwall and they see the sign, welcome to the enterprising community, the people of all London will laugh and guffle and stop at the first pub and say, why you call yourself the enterprising community? There is nothing here. And what I would like the local people to say is that, you see, here in Cornwall, anybody who wants to do anything gets free, confidential, competent support to start a company. Do you have that in London? In London, if you die in an apartment, they find your corpse 2 years later. And I think that Cornwall could become a very, very, very vibrant community doing beautiful things, but at the pace that you choose, not at the pace that is imposed from outside. So I really believe that having a thriving enterprising culture, being able to make money out of tourism, new industries, ecologically sound developments, this is the ticket for Cornwall, and you should be very proud of it, and not to be swamped or taken over by the multinationals the way the Ireland did. I mean, the famous the Ireland,
the Celtic Tiger,
yeah, was really basically becoming an offshore and offshoot and a place for multinationals to have English-speaking people running business from Ireland. And when they pulled out, then the tiger is a kitten again. I really think that that's not development. Development is always and only indigenous. And there is absolutely no other definition to development. In fact, the word to develop means to unfold, to unravel. And people don't really know the word, where the word development comes from. I am an advocate for serious development done by local people for local people. Yes, of course, you take advantages of opportunities that come from outside, but ultimately development can only be indigenous. And I believe that Cornwall is poised to become a prime region in the world for a certain way, and a certain of, the word that I want to use is serenity, a kind of, this is a place off the beaten path, but it's I see it as the Tuscany of the UK, a place for wonderful industry, but at the same time also for a very wonderful quality of life.